مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have a very unique gathering today that we have brothers who are in the local government, the councillors in this town of UK called Derby. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are Muslims and they are part of our Muslim community, and at their level they are serving humanity and especially the Muslim community in whichever way it is possible. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims and that's our first identity. And our first loyalty of service lies with our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are created to serve Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created jinns and humans but for the sake of worship. And the concept of worship is that whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is worship. Worship is not only salat or only fasting or only hajj or zakat. The understanding of worship in our deen is very comprehensive and it's very wide. So we put it in a nutshell, then we would say that anything that pleases Allah, that is ibadat, that is worship. So when you do something according to our deen, your action pleases Allah. According to the teachings of our deen, your action makes Allah happy. Then you have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give you reward according to His generosity, not according to the size of your action. Because we are small little people and our works and our actions are limited, small. Allah is unlimited, His attributes are unlimited, His generosity is unlimited, His grant is unlimited. So when He grants us something, when He bestows upon us something, He does not give us equal to the size of our work. Rather, He gives us much more. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu khairum minha. The one who brings a good deed, his reward is better than his good deed. And how much better, we don't know. It depends on the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever He wills and whatever He decides. So when we are appointed to serve people, that is a very sacred task and job. Solving problem brings ease and relief to people. And when you do something for people and they find their life becomes easy, and from that difficulty they find relief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that. So sometimes certain works, providing that one does it according to its proper rules and regulations, and there is no corruption, and there is no violation, and there is no abuse of power, then of course through that work you can earn a lot of sawab, and you can find closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maybe through that work Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would let you enter paradise, which is the final and the ultimate success that a believer can ever imagine. So alhamdulillah, when I heard that there are a few brothers who are counselors, they're coming, the first thing came to in mind that we are pleased and we are happy that we have such people in our society. People that have influence, people that have power, people whose voices are heard in governments. We need them as a Muslim community. We need them. We need them around us. We need them in our societies. So as a Muslim nation, as a Muslim ummah, we have many unique and different issues which cannot be just solved if you don't have access to certain authorities which make decisions. If your representation is not there, if you're not sitting there. For example, we need a place for the masjid. We need place for the Qabristan, which is a very unique issue. Muslims cannot bury in any graveyard. It's our, you know, symbol. It's the symbol of our religion, that Muslim graveyard is only for the Muslims, because there are certain blessings attached to that place. And in countries and places like UK and many other Western countries where Muslims are in minority, we need these kind of facilities. We need masajid, we need permissions, we need parkings, we need madrasas, we need facilities for our children, for our women, men, everybody. And the counselors, especially people who are in the local government, they always play a major role. Not only here, I live in South Africa and I got a lot of experience that there in South Africa, we got a lot of facilities from government because of this community that is sitting with us today. Counselors, people in local government, they take our case there, they fight our case, and they find ways to resolve matters and issues. And alhamdulillah, most of the time, matters are resolved. In the middle of cities, sometimes we need place for worship, we need place for parking. And from you know, overall looking, it doesn't seem possible. But when our people get involved and they use their influence and power where they're sitting, and it becomes possible. Many a times we have seen that happening. So this is indeed a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in Muslim community we have such people who play that role. And this is a teamwork. You know, maybe a counselor might not be a person who will come and teach our children Quran Kareem, or give bayan in the masjid, or lead in Taraweeh, or give khutbah. But he can play something, you know, a role that's very great, that would enable Muslim community and society to have beautiful establishments where you can strengthen your deen and you take your work of deen forward and further. So we are very glad to meet all of you. And we are glad that you are part of us, and we appreciate. The whole idea was of meeting with you to let you know that as a part of Muslim community in Derby, we appreciate your work and your services and your direction of work. Because not many people would think, you know, going that route. Most of the people would think of businesses or some other kind of works or some professionalism or whatever they do or their status is. I think it's wonderful that some of us go to that level where decisions are made. I always share these feelings that, you know, escape is not a problem to solve anything. You know, there's an issue, you want to run away. Or even if you protest for something and you outside, you will not be heard easily. But if you are sitting inside where the decisions are made, you can solve the problems of your people, your community very easily. So alhamdulillah, as counselors, Allah has taken you at that level. You are in where the decisions are made. So you can play a major role to strengthen the deen of Islam. Allah has given you that opportunity. That opportunity might not stay very long. Elections happen, people change. So while you are in and you have the power, use your power to strengthen deen whenever there is an opportunity that you can do something, then you do. I'm sure you must be doing that as a Muslim. You know this is your duty and this is your responsibility. But we are discussing just to give you more encouragement and a word of appreciation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you more strong in your work. And Dawat Islami is a global movement of Quran and Sunnah. And we have many departments, and we try to link with different fraternities, people from different professions. And when you want to do international and big work, you must be connected. So it's also a way of connecting with people. We meet with doctors, we meet with lawyers, we meet with different communities in different occasions. So that way we have a bond as a Muslim that we work with everyone, and we should know at least everyone, or at least there must be some kind of communication. I mean, if as a Muslim I live here and if I don't know who's my counselor, that's actually a sign of inviting problems, because you don't know the problem solver. In reality, Allah is the problem solver, but Allah has appointed His creation to solve people's problems. And if you don't know the telephone number of an alim-e-deen, then you are also in trouble, because as a Muslim, you need to know every day halal and haram. Every day you need to know jais and najais. So on your list, if one alim's number is not there, then there's a problem. So this is how we are interconnected with each other as a Muslim community. So this was actually the initiative from the Brothers of Dawat Islami to have an opening of dialogue so that can, you know, grow into a better friendship. So in future, inshallah, as all these brothers would love to watch you, and at the same time they would also see that you are working with them very closely, inshallah. And of course, politicians are politicians, they're very clever people. But we are sincere, humble servants of Islam. So what we have in mind, we tell you openly. We have no other agenda. We have no intention of sending one of our person, you know, take him with and make him a counselor. We don't get into politics. Our policy is that we stay out of the politics of this kind, where there's a, you know, whether national government or local government. Or we go in different countries. We don't interfere in the systems or in their setups, in the government policies. Alhamdulillah, this organization is a very humble and peaceful organization. And whatever the rules and regulations are, we follow. And it's actually the instructions that come from our markaz, and our training comes from there, from Karachi, Babul Madina. Our leader, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razwizi Aidamat Barakatum Al-Qudsiya, very level-headed, very intelligent, very scholarly personality, peace-loving personality that always, he even in Pakistan, he has stopped people, you know, protesting and, you know, strikes and hunger strikes and this and that, and because that doesn't really help. It causes more damage, and people go out and they burn properties and buses and cars, and a lot of innocent people, they get hurt in the process. So this is not our way. Our way is to bond ourselves with the right people and grow from there. So we make dua for you that may Allah give you strength, may Allah keep you steadfast. And also, every day when you get up, of course, as a Muslim, we have to read our namaz, we have to read Quran-e-Kareem. Also, like daily, if you make intention, for example, daily going to work, that while I'm solving everybody's problem, I will solve problems of, you know, if there's any dini-related problem, any, you know, Muslim-related problem. So this way I'll serve my Allah, I'll serve my deen. So a Maulana sitting in the masjid, he's serving deen in a different way. And a counselor sitting in the council is serving deen in a different way. So end of the day, we all are his bondsmen and we're serving him. If person lives Islam, then only he can explain you what Islam is all about. It's very hard to find people that who live Islam. That's the first problem. Secondly, you know, our pomp and glory and our respect is because we followed the best examples. The best examples come from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in all those ages and times when Muslims had respect and they had power and they were honored, even the kings, the rulers, were also followers of the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were punctual with namaz, you know, they were committed bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the main message of our movement, that we want to relate to people to their origin, and their origin is go back to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the slogan that we use is irji'u ila nabi, go back to Nabi, because that's where you flourished, that's where your respect and your honor and your power comes. Because the fountain of power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you need to go back to him, to his way, to his style, to his teachings, to his seerat, to his sunnat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us as true servants of deen. Ameen, bi jahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.